to pick up more of the load there in the fourth quarter when the game was, that's where the difference was made?
It felt great. You know, I really just wanted to pick up for Rashad when I could. And, you know, in this game, it ended up being most of the second half. And, you know, I'm just praying that his recovery is quick.
You know, coming into the league, it was, you know, receiver, running back has to run, be able to block, be able to catch. You know, Eli had the deep pass to Beckham out there. Did you see them do something on that side that pressed him because you had the run protection back there for him?
Can you repeat that question?
When coming into the league, you got to block, you got to run, you got to pass. Mm-hmm. When Eli threw the pass to Beckham down the bomb there out of bounds, you had the coverage back there. Did Atlanta do something that was hard for you to pick up on that one? Because Eli said he got some pressure on that play.
I'm not sure what went on the backside of the protection. Sometimes the way it goes, depending on who the center picks out, you know, I might have to look this way, then flash across the ball, and then release to my route this way. So, you know, it's just going to come with more experience and practice.
What changed there in the second half when you look at how things were going? I think it was like -1 rushing yards in the first half, completely different in the second half. Did anything change, or was it just you got more comfortable, more carries started getting going?
You know, I just got more comfortable. You know, the more you play in the game, the more you see how the defense is fitting, what looks you know, they're giving you that you didn't see in practice. You get used to it. And, you know, we just made a decision at halftime that this isn't the best football that we've played or that we can play and that we need to get out there and do better. So that's what it was.
Do you feel like you get stronger as the game goes on? Do you feel like you get stronger as the game goes on?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I pride myself in being able to, you know, recover quick and keep it up in the fourth quarter once the team gets tired. And, you know, we have a no-huddle offense, and, you know, we're supposed to be able to outlast them because that's what we practice to do.
Andre, the offense has progressively improved. Is there just any one period throughout the course of the first five games where you could say you really felt that you guys were, you know, coming together?
You know, I felt it each week, and then against the Texans, once I seen how well we were gelling, you know, it's not just the players, but the coaches too. We kind of figure out, it's new for everybody, so we were figuring out what we're really good at. And you can see, you know, as the weeks went by, how our play calls were changing because we were figuring out what we were good at. So, you know, I think we got it down now, and we just got to keep sharpening it, keep getting better.
Andre, do you think you are ready to handle a full load now if Rashad is out for an extended period of time?
You know, I think I'm as ready as I'm going to be. You know, there's no time to really analyze whether I am ready or not because, you know, the decision was made now that I have to be in the game, and, you know, this is what I was brought here for, to play football. You know, there's only 53 men on the roster, and you got to be ready to play at any time, so that's how I prepared during the week.
As a rookie, does it excite you that you score the touchdown that cuts the 10-point deficit to 3, and then he comes back, scores the go-ahead touchdown? I mean, you know, the rookies contributed today?
Absolutely. I think the Giants did a great job, you know, recruiting. I think they picked up a lot of great guys, and we're going to have a great future here with the Giants.
What did it feel like to plow into the end zone on the road? You ran somebody over.
it felt great. You know, when it's on you, you're on a 3-yard line, and it's up to you to go in and get the 6 points, and then you do. You know, it's just an explosion of emotion. You don't really know how to describe it.
It looked like you made some adjustments in that fourth quarter. One sweep, you got pushed out of bounds, but every other run after that, you seemed like you made a conscious decision to stay in bounds. Was that going through your mind, or was this the way the play felt unfolded?
I think that's really just the way the play unfolded. I don't really ever make the decision to go out of bounds if I can stay inside.
Andre, with this line coming in sync now, much better than through, how do you flow with that? You seem to run better. How's it going?
You know, I think we're really just coming together as a unit. Eli is more calm in the backfield. He's calling the plays better. He's making sure everybody knows what's going on. The line is clear with their signals, and we're just coming precise, concise, and, you know, it really helps me out. Coming in sometimes, you know, I don't really get to get into the game until – maybe the second quarter, and I'm cold. So just the way that they're able to make the calls so clear and concise really helps me out.
There's something to be said for you when you come into training camp. First, you got to make the team. You got Wilson ahead of you, Rashad ahead of you now. Could very well be the starting running back in a nationally televised game next week against a divisional rival. Ever hit you that the sequence of events kind of is happening, that it's kind of happened quickly for you?
I knew that they drafted me because they understood what my skill set was and they were going to use me. So, I just made an effort just to be as ready as I can each week and just prepare like I'm going to, play the whole game.